You got it, girl. Maybe you give it to me, I'll give it to you. You know what, huh?
Is Busta Rhymes, I feel like Busta Rhymes is like
underappreciated for sure.
Underappreciated, but like is a better feature than a full artist.
Oh yeah, Busta
Like
Rhymes
he's like a
albums are
tag
always like,
partner. Like I
dude,
was trying to think of like a tag
exactly. Yes,
that I'm like
he's the Marty Jannetty of
Marty.
rap.
Well, yeah, Marty.
Like,
That was I was yeah Marty Jannetty. I was thinking like in the way that I'm like in the way that like Kane is a really good partner.
Verse on a guest verse. It's not a
Right, right, right,
song.
right. Yeah,
You
there's
never
very
think of like a
few.
Busta song.
A full Busta song
No
is.
one's ever like, my favorite Busta song is Break Your Neck. It's a great song, but like,
Right. And that is the best version of that. And even, and I feel like even his best songs always still have features from other people to break him up.
exactly. But you know who doesn't have that? Taylor Swift.
Never needed a
She
feature,
doesn't
except for when
need
she doesn't need it. She does have them, and they actually are very fun. We have one of them on this list. Folks, well, we're leaving all of that.
Oh, yeah,
That would
absolutely.
imply that we're now talking to the audience.
Yeah,
Folks,
we've been talking to him the whole time.
Welcome to Friendly Competition, a podcast to discover the best of all time. I'm Nick Carey, along with my co-host and best friend Cody Lena, discuss various pop culture topics. We narrow it down to truly the best of all time.
Nick, do you want me to edit that out?
I don't
Edit
know,
out?
man. I because I actually think that was kind of fun. I actually and
No,
I
I
like
mean we're just in it. Like, here's the deal. We're in group B now. You know what happened to group A? We started drinking. You know what happened to group B? We continued.
Yeah.
We're still in it. Also, some of us might be doing medicinal things that are prescribed to us by a doctor of the state.
Exactly. Exactly. So folks, we are here in Group B of the Taylor Swift bracket. We're at 4 years in. This is our 4 year anniversary. This is our 501st now episode.
Episode 501. Can you even
501.
imagine that?
We're over the hill.
Oh.
But not really, because technically we're not even, this is
No,
season,
because
this is series
we have to
six.
do the boat. So we're like almost halfway done with the boat with the boatening.
Yeah. But now
Yeah.
we have two more big boats that we'd have to complete. So
Exactly, yeah.
we aren't even close to halfway, but we are over the hill. I don't think it gets better. It requires 10 seasons. The next 10 seasons will be awful.
Oh,
So
absolutely terrible. Yeah. No, awful. I'm gonna throw my microphone through the window after this season.
No, and just scream at it from while it's outside and just be like, no, I got you.
Yeah, I'm gonna get on my talking head shit and I'm only gonna record myself lying down in the woods, you know?
Well, right. Well, and that,
Yeah.
yeah, to get a better vibe. I hear that. And that's going to come through acoustically, too.
That's gonna acoustically they'll get it.
Folks, we're here talking about Taylor Swift. We're here celebrating 4 years. We're here doing 500 episodes. We are here in Group B. So we took 16 Taylor Swift songs. Thank you all of you motorboaters for sending those to us. We took those songs, we put them in, we gave them to our bracketologist. They kicked the bracket back to us, randomized it.
They didn't randomize it. They figured it out with science.
Exactly. And but here we are in our second quadrant. So we have Group A has already been decided. Go listen to that. That'll make way more sense. All of this makes way more sense if you listen to
Or
that.
less. I don't know,
Or
man.
yeah, Group B. Then we have Group C and D to come later. But here we are, where we have the 4 seed. Look What You Made Me Do. Going up against the 13 seed Bejeweled, and then we have the 5 seed Antihero going up against the 12 seed Haunted. Cody, where do you want to start?
Nick, where do you want to start? I know a lot about this. So Nick, where do you want to start?
Yeah, I would like to start with Haunted. So this is for anyone who's already you've listened to Group A, you've listened to Group B, you've went to our social, so you actually know all 16 songs. You know what songs we've picked. You might have looked and been like, hey, a lot of these make a lot of sense. These are number one hits. Nick, why is Haunted here? Because that's your boy's favorite song. This is, and I will defend this, the hardest Taylor Swift song. This
No, it's not.
is.
Nick, I kind of want to get in front of you on this one to save you the embarrassment of what you're doing right now. Here's what you're doing. And me and Catherine both, because when you, for some reason, by the way, I got the list. Nick sent me the list. And he sent me a text minutes after I got the list, the Spotify playlist, I was listening to it. I got a text minutes after, and he said, "Hey, my favorite song, by the way, in case your wife asks," he didn't say "in case you want to know." He said, "No, in case Catherine asks, you dumb piece of shit, my favorite song is Haunted." And Catherine and I both figured out instantly why it's your favorite song. Because it is Taylor Swift doing a song. If Yellow Card wrote a song in the style of Taylor Swift, it's Haunted.
It's she's a little heavier than that. It's heavier than that, but yes. Because there's the big violin. There is.
No, there's a big violin, but at the beginning, it's literally a Midwest emo entrance with a real weird drum, like, do. And then there's like someone like, "I'm talking about being sad." And Nick's like, "Yeah, this is the best Taylor Swift song."
It rips so hard. This is the thing. This song is old Taylor Swift, right? This is either the second or third album. It's off Speak Now. I always forget the order between Fearless and Speak Now. Anyway, so it's early. And like, it just hints at, to me, because now we know via the vault how much she was listening to like pop punk music at that time, that she is very much inspired by this, but can't do it because she's a country artist. So this is her first little like, "Hey, by the way, I am listening. I'm hearing what's happening." And it shows a parallel universe where like she becomes Flyleaf, or like Hailstorm, or like, you know, breaks off and becomes this weird metal act that is not nearly as
big. She's like Paramore too, like Lindsay. Yeah, I get it.
We were one really bad breakup. Like, this is her, if you're a fan of How I Met Your Mother, this is her like Robin Sparkles turning into the dark version, where it's like all of a sudden now all the songs are grungy, and it's like she would not have been as famous. But damn, if that wouldn't have been a transition too. And I love to think about it.
Okay, I get it. I'm glad you got Haunted on the list. I'm glad you got this out of your system. But here's the deal, Nick. As far as the song, it's like a pop garbage version. Like, it doesn't hit emo. It doesn't hit pop. It's fine.
It does not. It never commits. And it's such a problem throughout the whole song.
Yes.
It like, there's a spot. Right, like, there's a perfect metalcore breakdown spot. She builds it, and the drum actually does double, like, goes.
It double kicks for two bars.
It's clearly setting up a huge breakdown.
The double kick's coming, and then no breakdown.
That never happens. And it's why, like, once again, I know what I did last time. If you go listen to Group A, I understood. I went very hard for songs that I loved and that meant a lot to me. But I thought I feel like I had some science to back it up. Yeah. This, I have nothing. Taylor has all but abandoned this song. Like,
Nick, she abandoned it because it's like her worst song. I really want to stress this to you. The reason this is your favorite song is because it's Taylor Swift doing a cover of an emo song.
Yes. Yeah. No, Hey, brother. You ain't saying nothing I don't know. So do not worry. I know exactly why. This just is so in my wheelhouse. And I just love thinking about this universe.
The note you need to make here is, if you want to make an album that will get Nick's heart, just make a pop album, but throw a double kick on one song for two bars, and you'll be set.
Make those guitars crunchy too, by the way. Like, crunchy, I do guitars. Need.
Gotta have them.
Get them crunchy. But hey, I am very much aware of this. I am anti-hero. It's going up against anti-hero. This song, I mean, reminds everyone. She comes out of Folklore and Evermore, mm-hmm. which are very, you know, acoustic and song and singer-songwriter driven. And then she's like, "Oh, hey, by the way, I still do bangers.
I still do bangers. And I want to say this. I just want to put my stamp on it before we get deep in the bracket, right? Antihero is my number one Taylor Swift song.
Oh, okay. Yeah. Putting your stamp on. So that's fun. So our favorite Taylor Swift songs went up against each other.
It did, but
or at least favorite in the sense that do you mean like, is it your favorite, or do you think it's the best song in this
bracket? I don't think it's the best. I think it's my favorite. My favorite is Antihero because of reasons we'll get into in the next round. But I got to get rid of your garbage song. You only picked that song because it makes you, Nick, you feel like you're listening to Taylor Swift, so you get all the clout of listening to Taylor Swift, but you don't have to listen to Taylor Swift.
Yeah, it's like I put it on my, I always get. No,
you're
it
like,
is the
oh,
reason.
Yeah, I'm a Swiftie, he says with air quotes. No, he just plays the one song that sounds like Ocean Avenue over and
it's
over.
Very, It goes way harder than Ocean Avenue. It just, I want to be clear. It's not as good of a song, but it goes harder. Okay, secondly, it is 100% the reason why Spotify, like every year, Spotify's like, oh, by the way, you're in like the 0.01% of Taylor Swift fans. And it's only, and it's not, they always say like historically, not that I listen to her more than anyone else, but they're just like, hey, you discovered her before, like you were on this tip before anyone else. And I'm always like, yeah, it's because I just listened to the old shit. Like that's, I was there for this song. No one else, most people come on after like Red in 1989. I was just on this shit. I do want to point out just for the science of it all, I looked up there. If you go to vulture.com, they have a list of at this point, the 245 Taylor Swift songs ranked. Haunted does crack the top 200.
Oh, good for you, dog. Good for you.
179. So
here's the thing, you know for a fact, Nick is going to sneak over on his kitty cat paws and get his greasy mitts in whatever bracket you send. Any bracket you send, no matter if it's a full 16, Nick's going to manipulate it and twist it. So he's going to get his garbage picks in there. Don't you worry. Rest assured. Nick is always going to hand on it.
Don't worry about it. I like to make a little signature sauce, but I will move Antihero on. I will not fight this. I will not. I understand that is for me. I hope as you listen, the playlist FCP Taylor Swift on Spotify, you can go listen to it. These 16 songs. And I hope maybe it reminds you how much of a banger Haunted is, but it is nowhere near as good as Antihero. So we will move Antihero on, where it will go up against the 4 seed Look What You Made Me Do versus the 13 seed Bejeweled. Cody, where do you want to start?
Okay, Look What You Made Me Do is the radio pop, right? But Bejeweled, yeah. I got this list today, so I'm fresh in the paint, and I listened to it. And Bejeweled was one of the songs that I was not familiar with, but I liked it a lot, dude. I love the energy. I love the confidence, the power. Look At What You Made Me Do is also... Nick, I need some input here. I don't know where I'm at. I don't know where I'm at.
No. Okay, I will... I'll give you a little context, a little history for what you're feeling, what you're seeing. So, Look What You Made Me Do is the first song, the first single that's released off of Reputation. So you have to remember Reputation.
Is that the Jake Gyllenhaal album?
No, that's Red. So we're so much further. This is the Kanye West album. This is the Kim Kardashian Kanye West album, because she released 1989, which is very pop. It's like, it's considered to be her best album. It's the one that Apple ranked in the top 10. Of all-time albums, 1989. So she releases that. Then Kanye West calls her to say, hey, do you mind if I, in my song Famous, reference and say, I think me and Taylor Swift might still have sex. Why? I made that bitch famous. And he only tells her that, like, he only says the, like, I think we might have sex. And she, like, kind of, like, you can hear the audio. She's, like, kind of laughs along with it. She's like, I guess. And then... when he actually does the full song, he calls her a bitch. She doesn't like that. She then like denounces the song. But then Kim releases the audio of the call I just told you about. So everyone's like, wow, Taylor, you tried to like have it both ways. You tried to look cool with Kanye, but now you're denouncing. We later learned that Kim edited that clip to hide some of the stuff. Anyway, Taylor Swift goes into hiding.
She's like in the, she's like in, Drake right now. She's like in the womb.
In hiding, the womb. This is the deep womb.
By the way, Drake better come out that womb with some brand new shit, because Kendrick buried your ass.
Yes, yes. So this is that. Like, this is that moment where she's, and then what this song does, it does have, if the one thing, if you love Taylor Swift, you know that there are a lot of conspiracy theories and she feeds them. She gives you little nuggets, right? Your little Easter eggs.
Yes.
So this song,
we think pop music is just like a military operation, right?
Right, exactly that. It's the FBI, it's the CIA.
Yeah, all pop music is government or like, yeah.
Of course, yeah.
Because they control everyone knows the radio stations, super easy.
Yeah, but so this, because in the lyrics, she mentions this idea of this, like, all I think about is karma, right? That line. That is apparently a reference to the album everyone assumed that she was about to release after 1989. But at the time of when she would release that album, and everyone thinks that because she changed her haircut, basically, then the stuff happens with Kanye West. So then she's like, I can't, I'm not going to release a new album. I don't want to deal with this press. So she buries herself. And then she comes out as like badass Taylor Swift. This
It's like the last episode of Scrubs where Elliot shows up hot as fuck. Listen to American Girl by Tom Petty.
Exactly
ripping
that.
The fucking kitten posters off the wall.
And this is the music video. She references every
she
version
shows
of her.
Up, she kicks the door in and Taylor Swift's like, I can say heck now.
Exactly. She has like in the music video, she literally shows like every version of her and basically is like, you guys suck. I hate all of you. Like, is like, fuck my past. I'm this new bitch. This is who I am. And so this song, I will say from a like historical, like what it demarcates for her as far as being like maybe being a little more passive in how she took criticism to now being like actively defiant against it. That's
okay,
what this
so now
song
she's
does.
Like, this is her saying, like, come for the queen. Like, I'm up here.
Right.
I get
she's
it.
Now, yeah, she is actually, this is her actually saying, I am on the throne. I am here now. And I know I may have, like, maybe some people had anointed me. I'm now telling you, I'm the best there was. I'm the best
there is.
And
I'm
the
best
there ever will be,
baby. She's the Bret Hart of this shit.
This
no,
is her
here's
calling
the thing.
That shot. With all that being said,
I really like
so
Bejeweled.
It's so much a better song.
I think Bejeweled's a better song, but
so
I also
good.
I do think Bejeweled's a better song. But I'm going to Look What You Made Me Do because of the contextual. You sold me on Look What You
Damn
Made
it.
Me Do.
I wish I would have given this much passion to Love Story because I love Bejeweled.
You fucked up. I also love Bejeweled, but you were like, oh, look at her. She's like literally defining her dynasty, her legacy. She's writing her own book. I'm all hyped up on this song. And you're like, oh, you tried to bait and switch me, dog. You just baited me in. I'm going, look what
I should
you
not have.
Do.
I should not have done the Bret the Heart. I will, because I will go with you. I will say I'm going to go with you. I did also pump myself up and now I'm kind of hot on it. So I do have to, like, I'm not going to leave this energy off to the side.
I do love the song Bejeweled, by the way. Also, I want to make sure everyone knows that, one, I'm under the influence of all things. Two.
We mentioned that already, right? That, like, we're recording this.
I don't remember if we said that for episode.
I thought we started it. I thought we made it very clear when we're like,
hey,
oh,
dog,
by the way,
hey, Nick,
we're drunk. We are drunk.
Don't know. They can tell. But I love Taylor Swift and all this stuff, and Bejeweled's great. But sometimes I want to just get, like, into the pop music. I love, like, good pop music. And,
right.
Like, What You Made Me Do is good pop music.
Right. 100%. Like, it is, you cannot deny it when it comes on. But Bejeweled is easy. Like, it's so nice to listen to. But, like, Look What You Made Me Do makes you pay attention to
if I'm
that was the point. And that's clearly the point.
Nailed it, yeah.
So, I'm with you. I do, once again, I love Bejeweled as a song. And it does have its own history in kind of retrospect now that we know with her breaking up with Joe. And that basically she was like, hey, if you're not going to let me shine, like, I'm fucking Taylor Swift. Like, I'm going to go be that. Like, I love our little London life where I just kind of get to be a smaller version of myself. But I am Taylor Swift and I got to do this shit. You know, like,
gotta
that's
shine, baby.
I love that message. I think it's one of the best post-breakup songs you're ever going to have. But you're right. Look What You Made Me Do is, man, she comes forward on that one. So, all right. Look What You Made Me Do. Going against Antihero. Once again, this is a fun matchup. You have two songs where she is, once again, trying to make sure, like, hey, whatever you thought I was, I'm also this. Like,
yeah, exactly.
I can do bangers.
Nick, and this is easy, and I'll tell you why, right?
Okay.
Easy, the easiest choice we're going to make. Because Antihero has the power of the meme. It has the power of the internet behind it. It has the power of Instagram and TikTok, right?
Right. No, I mean, just that.
Hey,
you know,
it's me. I'm the problem. It's me.
Like, like, that's so perfect. Like,
I saw so many videos of that.
I mean, and that.
I don't know why I have, like, a stomach ache every morning. A picture of a pizza and a PBR. It's me. Hey, I'm the problem. It's me.
It captures a generation. Like, it literally, it is one of those songs where, like, I'm not going to say it's, like, our forgotten son. Like, I'm not saying that. But it, like, it very much easily defines what people, like, how people talk. Like, the parlance. And it's like, hey, you're actually the problem in your own life. I know it seems
like. I really like the vibe of Look What You Made Me Do. Like, I'm being aggressive, like, oh, you pushed my hand, right? But as a millennial who's very self-conscious. Like, yes. No one's, I've never had a moment where I said, look what you made me do. Like, right. It's never happened. I love to live vicariously through you, Swift. Well, I love it. Even, like, oh, imagine if I had that energy, but we don't.
No,
we
also no. And I also think if you look at it within the context of her whole discography, right? And like, if you view that, like kind of its own personality, its own identity, this does feel like the most like fake confidence where you are just like, you're puffing your chest, but you do not believe, you're not fully behind everything that you're saying. Like, you will back down if pushed too hard. Like, I just think Kanye West was too delusional at this point. He's also running for president at this time.
You're not going to talk Kanye West down. That guy's in the middle of a sociopathic episode.
Yeah. So he's not going to be able to beat you musically. So like, it's fine. But if he would have stepped to her and put out, you have to remember, this is the same man who, you know, takes the award away from her. Beyonce should have won. And then what did he do after that moment? He then came back a year or two later to the same stage and dropped Runaway. And immediately we're like, oh, you're forgiven. Hey, Kanye, dude, you're good. Never mind. I'm so sorry. So like, that's why I'm like, oh, this
confidence is
false.
We have a lot of things we need to talk about Kanye, but that's a separate bracket. Yes. Yes.
So
I gotta go
anti-hero. Is the better version of like,
it's just a good song. It's a good pop song. It's a good pop hit. And also the memes were on point.
Yeah. No.
The internet got a field day with this. And anytime you light up the internet, you light up my heart.
Yeah. No, I agree with you. I think Antihero is the better of these like type of songs that she does. So Antihero, the Group B champion, where it'll go up against the Group A champion. Go listen to that. And the Group C and D champion, which are about to be decided next week. Thank you all so much for listening to this episode of Friendly Competition. If you want to watch your boys, a few things that you can do, as always, share with a friend, tell a friend, wherever you're listening. Oh, why did I stop there? Wherever you're listening. And make sure wherever you do listen to hit that follow, that subscribe, and give us those 5 stars, please.
Yeah, we're on Instagram, Twitter, Facebook. I think we actually do have a YouTube, but I don't think I've ever done anything with it. We should do.
I don't know that password if we do.
No,
so
I
heads
got
up.
It. It's a secret password. That's only for me.
Just Cody.
But if you want to look at, hey, email us at friendlycompetitionpodcast@gmail.com and you can send us secret stuff. Like, if you want YouTube videos that just make fun of Nick, let me know because he can't stop me. He has no power.
Yes. You're all right. As always, shout out to Charizard for that intro music. You want to hear more? Listen to, go to Bandcamp, type in Charizard, replace the vowels with sixes. That is going to be it for us, folks. Got Group C coming out on Monday. But until then, I'm Nick Carey.
I think I'm Cody Lena. I'm pretty sure.
Don't you edit that and you put those closer together. Those pauses can be edited so they don't sound as bad. And so it better sound good, motherfucker.
Yeah, it's going to be so tight.